is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we are attempting to help entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
And good
Mr.
evening.
Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, great, Mr. Jane. Doing great. Good to be in the studio one more time with you and Bobby.
And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby.
A good rainy Thursday evening to you, too.
Is it raining outside?
Or going to be rainy.
Anyway, for those of you new
we
to the show...
Some rain.
Those of you new to the show, we have a clip or two that we're going to play for you to kind of give you an idea what this show is all about. And Bob, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, that's what this show is all about, and we're here to help entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. We have a special guest that's coming in a few minutes, and we just like to let you know that it's somebody that we're going to tell you all about him. Not right now. We want him to show his face first, and then we'll go from there. But Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
Doing great. Going great. Just glad to be in the studio one more Thursday evening.
We
can help some entrepreneur out there that wants to be another part of the entrepreneur world. The time is great. Now is the time to go ahead and consider doing what you really want to do. That dream of yours, you should now go ahead and try to put that effort towards it, because you're not going to find a better time.
Now, just in case you'd like to give us a call, I'm not sure if you can see this. I'm going to point out to you. Right here on our wall here, the number is 727, which is very hard to see, but 727-441-3000. I was about to give out my personal number here.
But you can do that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I get enough calls. Anyway, but for all of you who want to be entrepreneurs or interested in entrepreneurship, feel free to call the show. We'll try to answer some of your questions. Ask the questions. If we don't know, we'll find somebody. If not, then we'll get you on the show so you can see it all yourself. But we're here to help you grow your business. And we're not the experts. We're just people that are doing the show. We're both entrepreneurs. But entrepreneurs are always learning from other entrepreneurs, and so that's what we're here for. And I'd like to have you just think about that and go from there. So, but we're starting to get a few calls, a few comments on people that are watching the show now. And so I'm just going to say we really appreciate that and encourage more of you to do that. And you can also find more information out by sending me an email. The email that I have, it's called The Opportunity Hour, T-H-E Opportunity Hour at gmail.com. That's T-H-E Opportunity Hour at gmail.com. And you can always send us an email and we will follow back up with you. We'll, in some cases, we'll mention your comments on the air or your questions, you know, so that we can benefit everybody. And that's what we'll do. Mm-hmm. But so, Mr. Dukes, you got any comments at all?
I just had one. I was asked a question a couple of days ago. Why should I want to come on you guys' show?
Why should you?
I told him you should because we have what you need to help you grow your business, and also you can help us grow our Entrepreneur Hour because we want to let people know the ups and the downs and the good part about being an entrepreneur. So that was one of the questions I was asking. Individually, I like for you to call in and talk to us about it. Let us hear from you and let us know that we are making some effort with you out there.
I'd like to answer that question from my perspective. If you're an entrepreneur or thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, if you think we can help you get more exposure or help you to solve a problem that you may have in terms of getting started, if we can help you, that's why we'd like to get you on the show, or that's why we'd like to have you call. And so that's what I'd like to have you think about. What do you need? Because we can give you what we know, but there's just so much that I'm going to say we don't know, which means we get our information from other people, and that's what we're here for, to be mm-hmm. a resource mm-hmm. to pass you on. Anyway, so that's what I'd like to have you think about. What can we do to help you grow your business? We're already doing our thing, so
yep.
I'd like to have you look at it from that perspective. How can we serve you and help you out versus you helping us out? Anyway, so that's the way I like to have you think about it. And anyway, so we'll take it from there. But keep your questions coming, keep your comments coming, and we like it. We like it. It's the way that we're going to grow our business. We're going to grow the show and all that sort of stuff. And so keep sending them to us. And like I said, you want to get something out over the air, you send it to us, we'll share it out there with all the other
entrepreneurs.
The entrepreneurs. And so I just want you to think about that. How can we serve you? What do you need?
Right.
Because we're already here.
Because we know you need something. And we all do.
So it's not so much what are you doing for us.
Yes.
It's how can we do something for you. Okay. So anyway, we're going to take a short break. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, and we'll get it going. This is Gene Hodge here with Heinz and Dukes, and we'll be right back.
Don't change that dial. Listen.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
America,
right here.
And they say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do. And I'm trying to help all of you entrepreneurs that want to be entrepreneurs, you successful entrepreneurs. We're trying to figure out a way we can help each other, and hopefully we can get this thing spread around the country, if not around the planet, so that you aren't doing everything by yourself. So, Mr. Dukes,
yes,
you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And I'd like to just ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Have you ever felt that you were all by yourself doing your business at one point in time?
I sure did.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, when you first have this dream or the desire that you want to do your own thing, and you've got to make a decision when you're going to make that step and how you're going to make that step. And at that time, you feel very lonely because you don't know whether to ask somebody or what. But the thing is, you got to not be afraid, because I'm going to tell you, I was, and I found out that I shouldn't have been, because I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew what it was going to take to be able to do it. So entrepreneurs, your young entrepreneurs, don't be afraid. Go ahead and step out on faith and have it and do it. But it's okay. Not going to be easy. I will say that. It's not going to be easy. But the end of the story, they say at the end of the day, you'll be gratified about it. So,
okay.
That's one of my little, as you say, tips there.
I'd like to have you all think about it.
And nothing like being an entrepreneur.
Well, yours is having the thought of creating something that you believe in.
Right.
You're not supposed to know how you're going to do it. You're supposed to get started on doing it. And I'm just going to share it. Should, I really can't speak for you. I may have to take that word should back. I experienced so many things that I could not ever have imagined in trying to get a business off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so much work.
There's so much work.
And I have to enroll others in order to have them tell me things that I could do to improve on, have them offer to jump in and say, let me help you do this, let me show you how to do that, because that comes along with the territory. And I don't think it stops, because I still get tips from other people, I still get help, and I still offer my help and all that sort of stuff. And I think as an entrepreneur, that's what you're supposed to do to help another.
Correct.
Another person, try to make the road a little easier. Okay, you can't make it all easy. And for those of you thinking it's going to be easy street, I'm just going to suggest that until you're ready to step out on it, then you're not ready if you're looking for it instantly. It's probably not going to happen instantly.
Not at all.
It may take years, depending on what your project is and all that sort of stuff. And so I'd like to have you think about that and think about all those kinds of things. And so that you know what's going to happen. Well,
yes.
we just had a guest walk in the door.
Yes.
So let me introduce this guy, because I've been waiting for him. His name is Brian Cash. He's the author and publisher of this BCC coupon book. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to stop in on us and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I was just telling Lola, like, how much impressed you said something that really helped me out, because I was sitting here and one of the things you said was leaders make other people into leaders.
That's right. Mm.
I think that's one of the most important things you can say to someone. That was your line, right?
But he said that.
And it's a line, but it's actually, you know, when you put it into action.
The thing you said to me that day, it was about, I can't remember the exact question, but that was my reply to it. Leaders make leaders. Leaders are not born. And leaders must
make
work.
Leaders.
You have to work at it.
Right.
To become a good leader.
100%. And I lack that, right? I can be, there are some people that are leaders, but don't know how to teach.
Correct.
And I'm one of those.
Now, you're the author of this.
Of the magazine, right? I think I'm better at doing my job than teaching.
Well,
what do you say to that?
That is great. But the thing is, the other one must understand that. And they must recognize you for that. Because you are a good worker and you can do the job. You can get it accomplished.
But you've got to be able to use the other people that knows you and understand you, that they can help you get it accomplished. You still can't do it by yourself.
Right, it's a team effort. No team effort.
Let me add my two cents. We're all good at something. All of us.
God don't make junk.
Right, which means that...
Not at all.
Right.
We're all good at something. We're human beings. None of us should be the same because we all have different gifts, different abilities, and different insight. So you're good at what you're good at, and we need the others that are good at what they're good at to help everything work.
And that's where entrepreneurs come.
Trying to do all of it by yourself, that'll wear you out.
That's where entrepreneurs come into play at, because entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs.
Very, very well. Can I just leave for a second?
Sure.
Because I have
busy. We know you're a busy man. And
but I want to come
back. He's doing deals right here, so let's let him.
Yeah, just what I want to say is I'm going to be back in about 2 minutes.
That's okay. Great.
But I want to thank you, and what I wanted to say is what you guys do is you give guys inspiration, right?
Right.
You inspire. You know, whereas if words didn't matter, they wouldn't have someone trying to negotiate someone down from a bridge that's going to kill themselves, right?
Right?
So words do matter.
Yes, it does.
Right? And then putting those words into action, right? And I'd like to come back in about 5 minutes.
Okay, we know you're a busy guy, but this is Brian Cash that you're listening to, the author of the BBC coupon book that serves a lot of what we call Pinellas County. And it's an idea. I'm not sure when he comes back, when I ask him what made him start this, but this is for all of you entrepreneurs out there. Someone got started.
That's right.
It's a book full of coupons that other businesses have bought into that offer deals based on being a part of this book. I mean, so he has a show, but we've never had him on our show. But he's an entrepreneur in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we wanted to acknowledge that, but we also wanted to let him know the job he's doing to help small businesses, because it took time to put this together, I'm pretty sure. It probably took a lot of effort with a lot of other different people, a lot of conversation with others, a lot of skills and abilities to get others to buy into him, you know, to buy into his thought, to buy into, you know, to buy into putting their companies out there to get more exposure. Anyways, I think he's got a great thing going, and it's helping people. He's an entrepreneur helping entrepreneurs, which is what we are doing. We're doing it in a little different perspective, but we're here because we want to help others, and I can speak for me because others have helped me.
Amen.
I'm passing it on. Some say paying it forward.
That is
so,
what it is.
So I'd like to have you think about that, but it's all about helping each other versus thinking you got to doing it alone and thinking you want to do it alone. That's what I really want you to think about, is that hopefully you don't want to do anything by yourself. That's a tough nut to crack.
Yes, it is.
You know,
Mr. James, very good.
But many of us have these fears of asking.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us put on these charades that we got it all together.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the human experience, I guess.
And don't let the negative ones turn you away.
Oh, you get a bunch of those.
You're going to get a lot of those, and you got to be able to withstand the wind when it blows, and it blows hard when it comes to you from negative views. But you have to put them aside and press on to your goal, to your dream, so you can get it accomplished.
But ask any entrepreneur if it was easy, because I think most of them would tell you it got easy.
Yes.
But I don't think any would tell you it was easy.
No.
And so all of you that think it's easy street, because you see a lot of businesses that appear to be quite successful, you look on the TV and you see the entertainers and actors and all the kind of people, and you say, I want to do that because it looks easy. Well, it may look easy because they're doing their part, but behind them there's a whole army of supporters.
That you don't see.
Behind us there are supporters. In order to keep us going, in order to keep me going, I know.
Yes.
So I mean, but I want you to begin to think about all of the people in the background. This show couldn't exist without our producers.
That's right.
Because the producers make us. In our case, we got a good guy. His name is Bobby.
Well, I do appreciate
the engineer,
that.
You know, but
He is a great young man.
The other people help make you. They're all part of the team.
Yes, it is.
And so you must believe in team if you want to go places, if you want to go to big places, because it's going to involve other people with other areas of expertise that are looking to help you because it's going to help them. Anyway, so it's just something to think about, because I like to have you, you know, consider all of that when it comes to entrepreneurship.
And be humble. Whatever you do, be humble.
Explain a little bit more about that.
Be nice, be yourself, respect others, and let others respect you. And don't take anything for granted. There is nothing to be taken for granted. You have to work for all of it. Whatever you get, you're going to have to work for it. But as I always say, the bottom line is at the close of the day, you'll see where your success have came from.
But have fun working at it, too.
Yes.
Yeah, have some fun along the way. It's not all going to be fun, but the rewards do come.
They do.
Yeah, they do come in many ways, and so they don't stop either. You know, you have ups and downs.
Yes.
Because you got milestones to reach. Every time you reach a milestone, you got another one. One that's there in front of you. So, you know, the more you keep trying and accomplishing things, then the more output you're going to see.
Keep challenging.
I would think.
Challenges will stay in front of you.
So that's what I have to say for entrepreneurs. We're trying to wait. What we're going to do.
But the entrepreneur life is great.
Pardon?
I said the entrepreneur life is great.
And rewarding.
And rewarded. Great. Self-rewarded.
And rewarding. And it's people helping people. Okay, it's people helping people. Anyone that thinks that they can do it alone, good luck.
No, you can't do it by yourself.
That's all I can say.
And don't be afraid to let someone know that you need help, that what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, and everybody tries to say that it's, you know, only about the money or something like that. But when you're starting a business, you are providing a service for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be your whole state, your city, the whole country, if it's an online business, the whole world, if it's an online business, you're providing something someone needs.
You're providing something somebody needs.
I just wanted to share this too. Yeah. You're providing something that somebody needs.
Including a job opportunity.
That's right.
Including job opportunities. But most people, I would think, most people, they're in it for the money. But I also think you got to do something in order to get the money.
That's right. The money will come if you work at it. The money will come, and it'll come graciously. But you have to put forth some effort. And as you work it, continuously work it, even on that day when you don't feel like working, you still have to work it. And at the end of the day, you will see what tree you done climbed, what rock you done moved, able to travel on.
Yep, sometimes to me it seems like working at a snail's pace, and then all of a sudden something opens up and I say, gee, I've gotten all this done, and I didn't realize it because it just seems like I wasn't getting enough done fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it works like that. It opens up. But it's time that we hear something from our sponsors, because we have to keep moving here. You're listening to Gene Hodge. We get here with Mr. Dukes, and we're waiting for our guests to come back.
But
we'll be right back after the
Entrepreneur Hour.
We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Right here.
Where they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. I happen to have an entrepreneur sitting right here. His name is Brian Cash. He is the author, I believe, of this coupon book. It's called BCC Coupon Books. Is that right?
Correct.
Thank you very much for taking the time out to come by and see us.
Well, it's an honor. I mean, I thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Now tell us, how did you get started with this? How did you come up with it?
I put out a book where it was called The Little Book. I put out 400,000 coupon books.
How long ago?
35 years ago.
Wow.
So we out-circulated the Sunday St. Pete Times because it was delivered through a company called Advo. We had 20 different books, right? And we were the cat's meow. And I went under. The truth is, right? Tell the truth. I started doing cocaine, and I started going to topless bars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was doing I'm an alcoholic addict, right? And so what happened was I lost that business. And what the paper wrote was it was like sinking of the Titanic. And I knew I made it when the St. Pete Times compared themselves to me. I sound stupid, almost. But when I saw in their media kit they were comparing themselves to me, like they had a penny and they said, well, we're 3/4 of a penny. And they had the little penny cut out. And they had me at a penny. So like they were saying how they beat me in price. And they came up with something which is pretty cool too, is they always put their coupons on the right-hand side.
Side of the paper.
Right, so now what happens is when there's a ad on the back, it can never cover and coupon, and that was the St. Pete Times that came up with that. I think they called it the price checker at the time.
Oh, okay.
So then I lost that business, and then it was tough too. I went into a treatment center, and then I came out right, and then I went into working for a company called Savers Digest, which is a competitor, right? And then, I started up with my shenanigans again, doing the drugs and drinking. And I did really well there, actually. And the owner, Joe Riccardi, was really nice to me, too. Right? But at the time, of course, I didn't see that. I blamed him. Like, he let me go. I didn't want to see what my part in it was. Like, you know, you point the finger at someone, there's three pointing back at you.
Right.
So I'm blaming, you know, not taking responsibility, right?
Yeah.
So then I started my own company. So what happened was why it was hard is because my competitors all knew my...
Know your situation.
My secrets and all that. Like, I'm a crack addict. So what they would tell people would be not to do an ad with me.
Right.
Because why would you give money to a crack addict? Mm-hmm. So what? How I... God, you have a question? I was going to say how I overcame that.
I just wanted to add a comment. The story that you have is so unique, so similar to so many entrepreneurs.
So many,
because you're following your dream. You're going to have ups and downs. It goes along.
And then you turn to the easiest thing to turn to.
A great story.
Right, to fill a void.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so
and
then...
You feel you're worthless.
Right. There's nothing like that. Like, some days I would be, like, you would call me up and I would say, oh, like I say, if my mom called me, oh, things are going great. And then the next day she'd call me, I would say, you know, Mom, I'm thinking of killing myself. All within 24 hours, right? So what I did is I had to go out and give it to people on credit. Because let's just say I don't show you the postal receipts for proof of mailing and I don't print the book. Mm-hmm. You can't lose money, right? So I was forced because my competitors were making sure everybody knew who I was. All the dirt, right? So then I said, but you could sign this agreement that you would pay me if I come in with the proof of mailing and the printed book. And then you have nothing to risk. And then everywhere I went, I said, do you have any risk capital? I need about to borrow about $5,000. And every time I got contracts, right, they would say, I said, here are all the contracts. And actually, the reason I put all that together was for this guy that was going to, he said, if I put it together.
He was going back.
Great.
And he actually been the one that didn't, right?
Great. Yeah.
He ended up being full of it, right? But by him doing that.
He gave you.
He let me put together what I should have been doing anyway. So I got like $20,000 in contracts because people said, sure, I'll sign it.
Great.
Right? Wow. No risk. And I'd give a guy a shot. And I would do the same thing myself if I saw a new guy coming in trying to get something off the ground. Just for the entrepreneur spirit.
Right.
Right? To see someone doing that. So eventually this guy, it's no longer there now, too. And his name is Ron. And he goes, Ma, and he was like about 80 years old. He goes, there's a nice young man in here. Back then, you remember Farmore Pharmacy?
Yeah, Farmore.
Okay.
Well, it was in that plaza there. He had a cleaner's. So I would tell everybody the story, too. After, if I got him, I need someone with risk capital to borrow $5,000 so I can print the book. Because if I print the book, then I can go get my monies.
Right.
And no printer was going to touch me.
Nope.
So he said this. I'll never forget. Ma, that's his wife. He's 80 years old. This young man here. And back then, you can remember, I was 100 pounds lighter or whatever. I always wore a tie wherever I went. Right, so I always went in with a shirt and tie. Dress for success, right?
Yep.
Dress for the money you want to make.
Right.
And then he goes, Ma, this nice young man, you know, at the time I was 30 years old, I guess, and he's 80, so of course.
Yeah.
He needs to borrow $5,000. What do you think, Ma? She comes out, and he does look like a nice young man. And then he goes, give the guy the money. Apparently, I find out they own the plaza. They're multimillionaires. Oh, yeah. And he just saw how I was dressed, and he gave me the money. Because can you imagine going around selling a book, right? But you don't have a book to show them.
Right.
I always get a kick out of the salesmen that work for us now. They have a book.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question you asked.
How?
And then I'll ask Bobby this.
How? Yeah.
Bobby.
Yes.
Do I ever talk about my own business on the radio, or have you ever heard the story?
No.
Right.
But that's where we go.
I'm saying? I always, when I do my radio show, it's always about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because without you, there's no me.
Right.
Our common welfare comes first.
Right.
So if I can, you know, when I stop trying to get what I want, and really in my heart believe this, start helping others get what they want.
There you go.
Always. Right.
The paradox is I get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So he gives me the $5,000, and I give it to the printer. But he made me do all these deals, too, like get everything in writing. And believe it or not, this is just part of the story. There was a guy that owned the publication, so my stupid thinking was go to him because he knows the graphics. So it ends up being that I had to get a signed contract from him what he would do and not do, because me, I'm very disorganized.
Yeah.
Like, probably might be the most disorganized person you ever met.
Entrepreneur.
Right? So he signs the agreement, and then the guy doesn't do the ads and takes the money from me. And this old man liked me so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he saw that I had a signed contract. And the only reason I got a signed contract from the guy is why? Because he told me I had to do it. So he's seen the guy rip me off. So then he hired his lawyer to sue him. I don't know whatever happened there. But then he gave me some additional money because I made a mistake. I almost didn't get the book out because I hired the wrong guy who was my competitor. Shows you how naive I am, right? Because one thing I find out too in life, and I'm not saying I'm trustworthy on everything because I'm not, right? But what I find out is that sometimes people that are naive that do trust is because they think like themselves. They don't think someone's going to do something to harm them because they would never do that.
Right.
So if someone came to me and gave me $2,000 to do my graphics, I would do the graphics.
Yes.
But this guy kept putting me off and all this other stuff. So it ends up being I finally got the book printed. And that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah. It's great.
And I'm still in business today. And I'm the last coupon book in Northern Pinellas County.
Wow.
Because now when there's wrecks, because you hear print media is dead, right?
Yeah.
It's all digital. But free print media is not dead yet.
Right.
You know why? Because I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm still doing it. I'm the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Right?
Right here.
Right here. So I'll give you an example is Ace Hardware, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They used to have 10 racks. I mean, it was every publication you can think of. Now, this is before the internet now. So it was everybody, the only way you got news is where? Through print.
Yeah, print.
Mm-hmm. Right? The Sunday paper was like 4 inches thick.
And
right. So now, I guess I said sometimes I get emotional. It almost brings tears to my eye. Right now, because the beacon is outside, you can see I'm getting a little emotional. I'm the only rack in Ace Hardware putting out a publication.
Wow.
From 10 to 1.
You probably have heard this before, but I'm going to say it now before we take a break. It's all in building relationships. It's all in building, being authentic with people, just like you're authentic right here. And you know, most people appreciate that. And it just happens that way. This isn't here because it's just here. It's here because you built relationships that last your lifetime.
Because ain't too many people going to sign the contract and hold on to it until you got the book printed.
Correct.
They'd have been looking for you.
Right.
Wow.
And who knows, right?
That's right.
During this whole time, too, is I have to stay clean and sober.
That's true.
So now I've been clean and sober. I just picked up my 28-year chip.
Good.
Right. So.
Wow.
Outstanding.
That's fantastic. So I've been clean and sober for 28 years.
Make sure you share that story to help so many others, because you're going to have ups and downs. It's really just that simple. You're going to have ups and downs. There's no straight path up the top. It's go up a little bit, fall down, go up a little bit, fall down, go up a little bit. Anyway, so you seem to have a great story. Don't hide it.
Right.
You tell the world because they can now see what you've accomplished.
And the reality is, since I'm being totally up front, which you should be anyway.
Yes.
Right? So I don't like to say to tell you the truth. Well, what does that mean? Everything you said before that was a lie? Right? You ever hear someone?
Yes.
I'm going to be truthful with you. And I think to myself, now?
Now you're going
to
be truthful.
I've been talking to you for an hour, so all the other stuff is lies? I like to say just to be frank with you.
Yes.
Right? So to be truthful with you, I would say the first 10 years, 40 different times I almost went out of business.
Mm.
Where my account was overdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go in there with an upper lip, right?
Yes,
and you got to suit up and show up and not let people see it. And then I'm getting calls from the bank where they're going to close my account. And I got to go into a business and say, hey, let's do some business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember this. I don't know if you guys remember Food Lion.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember I could tell you exactly what she looks like. She goes, oh, I'm getting my check today. And I'm going to go shopping. And at that time, my account was $3,000 overdrawn, right? So why I remember this, you ever notice how, like, we remember certain things?
Yes.
Even when I go back to my childhood, I can remember certain things, but most things you forget. I remember that because I was thinking to myself, I'm getting, they had a sandwich on sale for $2.99 with a bag of chips at Food Lion.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like $2.80. I was actually 20 cents short. Think of that. To get, just get a sandwich and a drink, and my account's overdrawn. But I'm an owner of a business. I had my shirt and tie on.
That's the love of an entrepreneur.
Right. I had my shirt and tie on. So I end up, and I'm embarrassed to tell you this, I ask someone, can I borrow 20 cents? It's so demeaning, because you shouldn't do that from a character standpoint, just so I can eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, though, how many people...
Oh yeah.
Well, won't ask. And sometimes you run into that right person that, you know, that takes that 20 cent, that nickel, whatever, they turn it into 20,000 or
right.
I mean, it just gets it's the spark that you need.
Right. Closed mouth don't get fed.
Nope.
You know, and so I really believe that. I just think that for entrepreneurs, you got to go that route because you have an idea. And where you go from there is up to you.
Right.
You know, and so you're doing quite well. I wanted to get you on the show. I said, Brian.
Thank you.
I mean, I've seen you a lot. And I said, gee, let me get this guy on my show because he's an entrepreneur.
And the quote that I live by is a spiritual quote. It's put out by, I've got 10 seconds here. It's put out by, I forget the gentleman that wrote it in the Bible. Considered one of the wisest men.
Who, Paul?
No, it was.
Solomon.
King Solomon. And I think this is important. I try to do it, but I don't always do it. You can see the way I'm talking. But he who answers a matter before he hears it is not wise. And if you hear someone sharing about a problem they have or what's going on in their business, if you listen and they say it, then it's true. And believe it or not, you can ask questions. Like to have someone think in the way you want them to think, but asking a question form. Like instead of me saying, it's good to be in my book to brand your name.
Yes.
Or I can say, what do you think about branding your name by being in the book? Do you think that's a good idea to get your name out there? So when people Google, they Google the name.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. What do you think? In other words, instead of making statements.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Do it in a question form.
Cool.
Right? And then listen, though. Like King Solomon said. Then once you make that question, listen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two things people want, like as a client. They want to be understood and they want to be right.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Who you are in any industry. If I say I understand and you're right, there's a good chance we're going to get along.
That's right.
Now we're going to take a short break right quick. You're listening to Brian Cass telling his story. He's in charge of the BCC coupon book. We're going to hear a little bit more from him when we come right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
That's what we're talking about.
Money. Many people want. I'm sitting here with the entrepreneur, Mr. Brian Cash. He has a booklet. It's called the BCC Coupon Book. It's the only one in Pinellas County. Is that it?
Yes, in the northern Pinellas County.
Northern Pinellas County.
The only coupon book. There was 10, 20 years ago, and now there's one.
Well, somebody's
hey, you want to play my commercial?
Mine's going to be last.
He has a
commercial.
This is how ego. You want to hear an ego commercial? Then my partner doesn't want ever to play it. So you guys on the air, you want to hear a guy sound like an egomaniac?
Sure,
with pride?
With pride. Somebody's
got to
have
pride.
This
is pride.
We can pull it up.
We never played it. Have we ever played it on the air?
Wow.
We played it on your show.
Oh,
did we?
Okay.
But overall, everybody said this is a stupid commercial, and it's not spiritual.
Okay. Well, we're not going to say that.
Well, I'm just saying to you, listen to this is like what an egomaniac sounds like. You just tell me, and then it's going to go. The Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book. It's now the only coupon book in northern Pinellas County. Everybody else went, bye-bye. And I'm still standing. Take that, America.
Don't miss the Brian Cash Claus Show, Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
That's great.
And we did that
in
on one.
In the trash can.
Hey, how many takes did we do that on?
One. I will give you that. Yes.
One take wonder.
One take wonder.
Yeah, Brian but Cash my partner Claus. Doesn't want me to ever run that like Tammy.
Oh, geez.
Because it does. It's wrong. Because I should have empathy for the people that that had the entrepreneur spirit and failed and know that the pressure they went through. And then when you see a business fail, I can say this. I've never sued anybody in my 40 years of being and doing business.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how I could say that.
I'm going to say because.
Right. Never. And I get bounced checks. I get people that didn't pay me.
Really?
I have contracts. Not one time have I sued anybody. Because I know that feeling.
You know the feeling. You've been
right.
there.
So the guy gives me a check that bounces.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Now you're going to say, why? Because he, at least in his heart, I believe, he paid me thinking that he was going to at least try. You know who gets me? Because I believe there are people out there that hurt people that do business. And people go out of business because they did business with bad people that are in business.
Oh, yeah. It happens.
Because you're counting on that money to pay your bills. And I believe people do deals. This is a negative. I really maybe shouldn't be saying this. But I'm just going to say entrepreneur, right?
That's good.
There are people you're going to do business with that have no intentions of paying you.
Amen.
Even though you have a signed contract.
That's right.
And then if you want to see patterns, right, people do things in patterns. People wake up at the same time. I bet you if I ask you what time you wake up, you don't even have to wake up. It's an alarm clock. You wake up. There's things you open the refrigerator for that you like, and we're all different. People do things in patterns. So when you find someone that did you wrong in business, you could find out that they didn't pick you out of a hat.
Right.
They did it in a pattern. Isn't it weird? Like then you call them up, and then what happens is you ask them for your money. You want to know how you're not going to get paid? They get angry at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do the switcheroo.
Why are you calling me?
Why are you calling me? Are you kidding me? And then they'll tell you your product didn't work.
Yep.
Right. So they have to rationalize and justify themselves. Yeah. And anytime someone rationalizes or justifies themselves, they're setting themselves up to be a victim.
Now, let me ask you this. If we could do something, our show, the station, if we could do something to help you out, what kinds of things do you need that we could possibly help you out with or put it out there to the world?
Well, how you could help me out is like to promote my clients, of course, that I could tell them not only do I get 5 to 6 during drive time, but then I have another show, the Entrepreneur Show, that will talk about you also. So you'll get not only 5 to 6, but 6 to 7. Because the more you offer people, the better chance you have of making a sale.
That's right.
Because you show value.
Mm-hmm.
The more value you show, right? It's not necessarily price.
Right.
It's value.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. I think we can do that.
Okay, good.
I mean, because that's what we're here for, is to help.
That's right.
It's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
Yeah, so maybe I can get them also to then it turns like to keep it, you got to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? When it's given to you freely, wow. you give away freely. Then it comes back to you freely.
Right.
And that's like God, right? Yes. The Spirit of God. Okay. The more people I try to turn on to God and tell how God's worked in my life, and I'm a witness to it.
Amen.
Right. Then what happens is by me trying to give God to people, I really get the Spirit more so in myself.
Amen.
So mm-hmm. I get it by trying to give it away.
It makes you motivate your own self.
Well, anytime, if there's some way we could help you, as long as I'm here running this show, we can help you out in some way, always let me know. I'm here to give and help because I've been helped.
I wouldn't be in business today if it wasn't for one person. I mean, God, of course, by God's grace. God's grace is an unwarranted gift. I don't even deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
But Lola.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell it to her like once a month. And like she just says, yeah. Like I hugged her before she left.
Yeah, I saw you.
Right. I would not be in business today, right, if it wasn't for Lola.
That's a great thing to say.
Right. Yes. And I tell her all the time because she saved my business, saved my life. Lola.
Okay. Well, our time is just about up.
And Bobby.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else that you'd like to to say, but give out your contact information. That's one of the most important things.
Yeah.
Tell people how to get in contact.
I'm not used to doing this part of it, as Bobby knows. My name is, we put out a coupon book, and my phone number is 727-804-6082. That's 727-804-6082. And you can contact me. Our next print will be April 15th. And we put a coupon book out from Pinellas Park all the way to Tarpon Springs.
And you're on 5 to 6 here on Tantalk.
And I'm on the radio 5 to 6. Thanks, Bobby. So during drive time. And we're on AM and FM.
Okay, so we finally get a chance to see the real star. We're glad to have you.
Well, thank you. And but like I said, and the company, Tammy, makes a big difference to the company. She's the backbone of the company.
Mm-hmm.
She also handles the financing.
Mm-hmm.
And where I just think we're going to make money tomorrow and spend it today, she thinks the opposite. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
She's like, she controls the purse strings. I kid you not. I can't spend a dollar without her.
Well. One thing, if you can do in 30 seconds or so, if you could give a tip to help another entrepreneur, what kind of a tip would you give out?
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Ooh.
And that if you're going through tough times, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going through good times, this too shall pass. But keep the faith. Faith is not believing, but it is believing that God can. Right? Always knowing that God has your back and that you are in the effort department. You need to row the boat, but leave the results to God.
Great. Amen.
Great.
And I don't always do that now. A lot of this stuff I say. But the truth is, be thankful, have gratitude. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
And then when you say it's in your heart.
It's what's
I hear
in
the
your
music,
heart.
Which means our time is up. Brian, thank you
very much
for taking the time out to come by and see us. Come back again. We'd love to have you back. This is a great idea, and you're quite successful at it. But if we can help you out in some way, let us know.
Leaders make leaders.
Brian Cash Clause, is that what it is?
That's it, Brian Cash Clause. 727-804-6082.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Until next time, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.